السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. في جدر الشريف، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. Most honorable elders, respected listeners, you see, if all the time, the whole year, if all the days in the year were to be the same, then there'd be nothing for us to look forward to. There'd be nothing that would motivate us. If all the places on this earth were to be the same in virtue, then there'd be nothing that would, you know, really push us, motivate us, encourage us. So the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place, that certain places will be more blessed, more virtuous than other places. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offering salah, performing worship in the house of Allah, is more virtuous than us performing our worship at home. Visiting the Haramain Sharifain, offering salah, ibadat in the Haramain Sharifain, in Masjid al-Aqsa, is more virtuous than performing worship in our local masjids. So what happens? When we go to the Haramain Sharifain, we say, I've only got 2 weeks over here. I've got 1 week in Makkah, 1 week in Medina Munawwara. I need to exert myself. I need to push myself. I need to, you know, I'm a person self-motivated. And, you know, when he wasn't even coming to his local masjid, forget five times a day, even once a day, in Haramain Sharifain, he's able to be there five times a day. Then he goes there in the middle of the night. Then he goes there even between salawat as well. Because when the virtue of a place increases, a person pushes himself even more. The same is with the days of the year. The month of Ramadan is the greatest month of the year. The days of Ramadan are the greatest days of the year. The greatest night of the year, Laylatul Qadr, falls in the month of Ramadan. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this month of Ramadan? Because He knows our tabiat. He knows our temperament, our nature. That very easily we become complacent, we become relaxed. So if all the days were to be the same, we would have just lazed around, been relaxed, not taking life seriously. But each year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this month of Ramadan so that we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revive our relationship with the glorious Quran, reconnect with the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Subhanallah. So that we can become muttaqeen. We can become those people who adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, who have the true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they say, we don't fear Allah the way we fear a lion or a tiger. Forget a lion or a tiger. If a small cub was to come inside this room right now, we'd run for our lives. We'd say, forget that community iftar. I'd rather have yesterday's roti at home. That's enough for me. But I ain't going to be in this room with that cubs over here. We don't run from Allah. You know, say, fafirru ila Allah. Yeah? Ulama say, what does it mean by run towards Allah? If you're running somewhere, you have to run from something. Yes or no? If you're running, you know, if you're running from one side of the park to the other, we say, but I've started this way, I'm running in that way. So when Allah Ta'ala says, fafirru ila Allah, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ulama pose the question and say, run from what? So they say, fafirru min Allah ila Allah, subhanallah. Run from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say fear Allah, it doesn't mean we fear Allah like we fear a lion or a tiger that we have to run away from it, we have to escape from it. Fear Allah means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done so much for you and I. He is our Khalik, He is our Malik, He is our Rabb, He is our Razik. Fear disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear doing anything that will invite the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taqwa. To live your life in such a way that you're making every effort to ensure you do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. You refrain from those things that Allah ta'ala wants you to stay away from. This is the true taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To shun all the disobediences to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, this is our lifelong goal. The taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our lifelong goal. But He gives us the month of Ramadan to make the achieving of that goal even more easier for us, subhanAllah. So when Ramadan comes, you know, it's blessed days, blessed nights, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the whole environment for us. How does Allah ta'ala change the whole environment? إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ. And in other narrations, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانَ. From the first night of Ramadan, فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Subhanallah. The doors of Jannah, from the first night of Ramadan till the last day of Ramadan, the doors of Jannah are open, swung open for us. Subhanallah. And what does it mean? It means that those actions that would take a person to Jannah become extremely easy for the people. Subhanallah. You look for yourselves. Where we find it hard to offer our 5 times salah properly. What happens in Ramadan? We're able to offer our 5 times salah, balke 6 salah with jama'at, and we're able to offer 20 rakat more with jama'at as well, subhanAllah. We find it hard to stand in the short rakats of Maghrib. Short rakats of Maghrib. But we're able to stand for the longer rakats of Taraweeh, subhanAllah. Where many of us outside of Ramadan, we have an allergy towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes or no? Allergy. Friend calls me around, no problem bro, I'll be there. Tell me, shall I bring food, drink? We need to spend long time together. Yeah? We, you know, overtime at work, no problem. Yeah? Spend, you know, more time at, you know, parents' house, our own house, no problem. Oh, brother, come, it's time for salah, you coming? Oh, I think I've got this to do and I've got that to do. Yeah? And you will look for Allah. May Allah change our condition. But inside Ramadan, because the doors of Jannah are all those actions that take a person towards Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala makes them extremely difficult for us, subhanAllah. And then, what are the forces, that, you know, those actions that take a Jahannam? Number two, wasuffidatin. They are tied up, locked up by Allah, us and our habits and our nature, our base desires. We have to control that, make sure we do not do anything wrong in the month of Ramadan. And when we go here, have you ever thought